Not all of the dead spend the rest of eternity underground, as we'll learn in this next edition of Meet Your Neighbors, your eternal neighbors.
I like my neighbors.
Finding a place to call your own in San Francisco is pretty challenging these days, especially if you're looking for somewhere affordable, comfortable, quiet, and permanent. So, when KALW's Stephen Short heard about a mixer for potential buyers of small units, he thought it was worth a look.
30 or so guests are already chatting and enjoying the wine and cheese when I arrive at this soaring domed building, not far from the lone mountain campus of the University of San Francisco. I soon discover that I'm in the main building, the old building. It's the new annex on the property that people have come to see. And that's where I meet Bernal Heights residents Charles Beerworth and John Daniel. They're pointing out their recently purchased unit.
That's what attracted me, was the light that flooded the room.
Yeah.
You know, the light floods the room, beautiful skylight, stainless.
Do you have one of the big ones? It's like one of these?
It's right there, where it says reserved.
We couldn't afford the big one.
Oh, this one. Okay, good.
Beerworth brought a portfolio of his paintings today, especially landscapes with soft earth tones.
I thought I'd share them with some of the people, my future neighbors, you know, thinking that maybe they might be interested in having a little mini mural painted on the wall of their niche.
Yes, he did say niche. Not house or apartment, but niche. This Meet Your Neighbors mixer is taking place at San Francisco's Columbarium, one of the few remaining places where people can store their cremated remains within the city limits. These people will be neighbors for all eternity.
You know, I don't know of anybody else who is doing this type of event.
That's Matt Outcault.
I am the manager of community and family service for the Neptune Society and San Francisco Columbarium.
The Columbarium has these mixers about once a year.
You know, people seem to have a really whimsical approach to it, you know. Oh, that's the most fantastic idea. I've always wondered who was going to be next to me, kind of thing. So, I mean, it's been really great.
We enjoy these get-togethers because they're kind of humorous on the light side, and I think that as much humor as you can have about death is a good thing.
Sharon Jean Leeds is a dance professor at USF. She lives nearby with her husband, Richard, a dentist. They first came to the Columbarium for a friend's service.
And I was just taken with the history of the facility, the beauty of it, and the variety of people, the fact that it's non-denominational, and everybody is here, starting from back in the late 1800s.
About 8,500 of the dearly departed reside in the original building. This new addition can accommodate 1,300 more, with plans for yet more niches. That's the proper term, by the way, niche or niche, but many people refer to them as condos or apartments, and decorate them accordingly.
And that's another thing that we really liked about this place, is just being able to, just walking around and looking at other people's niches, especially the newer ones, because many of the older ones have copper covers over them. You can't see into them. But at some point, people started furnishing them with pictures and mementos, and it really gives you a feeling of who this person was.
The Leeds are trying out some decorations of their own, sort of as placeholders.
There's a pair of ballet shoes, there's a dental instrument, and an old camera that used to be my father-in-law's, because people know me for that also.
Some displays are serious. Many are whimsical. They give a feeling for who the occupants were, and also who they still are.
Dear, what are we settling on, a color scheme or something at this point?
Taxi driver Wade Grubb is here with his partner Vicky Walker, a local historian.
We have to decide what knickknacks we're going to put in there, and maybe a coming soon sign or coming not so soon. But we want people to know what we're like before we move in permanently. We need to have a moving in party.
Well, I was going to say, they usually do have a moving in party, but you're usually not, don't have much to say about it.
Perhaps the key to being a good neighbor in the afterlife is to practice being a good neighbor in the here and now. Richard and Sharon Jean Leeds understand this.
How do you get along with your current neighbors now?
Great.
Yeah, we get along really, really well. We have each other's keys, in fact.
Okay, so you'll be good neighbors, and You are good neighbors, and you will be good neighbors.
Perpetuity. Right.
The Columbarium's Matt Outcault is not aware of anyone asking to move after meeting people at these events, either to be closer or farther away.
Not yet. We haven't run into that yet, but, you know, there's a first time for everything, so.
As the party nears its end, people start filing out, respectfully, to return to their other, more temporary dwellings. But thanks to the Columbarium, they will never really have to leave their beloved city by the bay. In San Francisco, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.